When the Defense Department recently awarded two giant contracts to manage health care services, it had smooth sailing in spite of protests. That's a marked contrast from 5 years ago, when several awards were overturned in protest. With more on how they managed things this year, procurement attorney Joe Petrillo of Petrillo & Powell. And Joe, this one did go smoothly because basically GAO threw out everything that the protester said.
Absolutely. And as you referenced, in the past, some of these procurements have been troubled. If you look at the last 14 years, there have been at least 10 major protests of TRICARE awards and TRICARE procurements. And the agency's won six of those, but the protesters have won four, which is a pretty high ratio. This one, however, they lost.
And the stakes were bigger this time because DOD went from three or four regions, I believe, to just two.
Sure.
Just two big national contracts.
In fact, I think some time ago there were six regional contracts, and now there are only two, although the ground rules provide that the same company can't win both and thus monopolize the entire program.
All right, so tell us about what the protests centered on and why they were rejected.
Well, practically every aspect of the procurement was protested. You had situations where there was an issue in the evaluation about whether or not the agency had looked at something it said it was going to look at in the solicitation, and that is whether or not the offerors provided realistic proposals. And there, the agency said, well, we did, but we took that into account when we made our determination that proposals had an adequate understanding of contract requirements. Since we can believe they did, that implicitly meant they were realistic. That issue also got some help from testimony by the source selection official, who testified at a hearing GAO held on the protests. So that one got kicked out. Then there were multiple grounds of protest involving the evaluation of the technical proposals. There were, I believe, seven subcategories, and practically every one of those was protested. The agency won on all of those, and GAO held that the issues were, quote, mere disagreements, unquote, which is what it says when the protest issue is one where the protester hasn't shown the agency judgment was irrational or that it was treated unfairly vis-a-vis others. Most of these issues concerned whether or not the agency properly credited the winner with a strength or properly failed to credit the loser with a strength given its proposals or improperly credited them with a weakness. In this instance, too, the agency also provided a written statement by the contracting officer and by counsel, and GAO relied on those as well. So there's a possibility here that the agency had to supplement the record with additional information to win on those. But that's what happened in that set of issues. There were questions about past performance, HealthNet, which won the West but lost the East and wanted to get the East because it was larger, objected that its rating was unreasonably hurt by minor problems in contract performance, and the agency thought they were more than minor, and GAO didn't take issue with that.
Well, what is the lesson here? Is it that the DOD is getting better at awarding these kinds of things and conducting these procurements?
That would be the lesson, the takeaway I would have here, that the problems that they had in the past weren't the same here. The evaluation system worked better. The evaluations themselves were rational and defensible. You know, there were no conflict of interest issues, which were winning issues in two out of the four protests that were sustained in the past. So it looks like the Defense Health Agency is getting better and better in its evaluations.
And even when they are doing what they say they would do in the solicitation, the size of these contracts probably mitigates in favor of an automatic protest just because there's so much at stake.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the evaluated total cost of these procurements is in the billions of dollars. To give you an example, HealthNet won its procurement even though it was slightly technically inferior to another offeror, but its price was lower. And the amount by which its price was lower was over $1 billion. And now, these are such large procurements, that amounted to about a 6% difference, but still, $1 billion is $1 billion.
We're speaking with Joseph Petrillo, a procurement attorney with Petrillo & Powell. And switching gears here, a really weird case of someone bidding to the government to buy used Coast Guard cutters, decommissioned boats, and they said the government somehow inflated the price of them.
Well, yes, it's a rather strange situation. This is a Civilian Board of Contract Appeals decision brought by an outfit called Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, which is apparently an activist marine ecological organization. And they bid on two decommissioned Coast Guard cutters and won on both of them. This is a surplus sale. So the Coast Guard's getting rid of cutters it doesn't need anymore. After the procurement, after the acquisition, Sea Shepherd claimed that the price had been inflated by the participation of an ineligible bidder. Apparently, since these were Coast Guard cutters, they were subject to the export control laws for armaments. And under those circumstances, there are limited circumstances in which a foreign concern can obtain the vessels. In this instance, the other bidder competing with Sea Shepherd was, in fact, a foreign concern. And under the ground rules of the acquisition, it could not have actually accomplished the purchase. It couldn't have won the auction. So Sea Shepherd brought a claim, and then appealed the denial of that claim to the board. And in one instance, Sea Shepherd had submitted a winning bid of $100,000 at the level of the reserve in the auction. But the participation of this other bidder ran the price up to almost three times that. Interestingly, though, the Civilian Board of Contract Appeals denied the claim because even though a foreign concern couldn't actually win the bidding process, the ground rules for the auction didn't limit bidding to U.S. citizens. So the participation of this other bidder was allowed by those rules, even though it couldn't have won the auction. That's a very strange and poorly designed auction, I think.
Well, I'm just surprised that you can get a used Coast Guard cutter for as little as $100,000 or $200,000 in the first place.
Yeah, it's a 110-foot vessel, but I'm thinking it probably needs a lot of work.
Joe Petrillo is a procurement attorney with Petrillo and Powell. As always, thanks for that update.
Thank you, Tom.
You can find more about the Humana and Health Net Awards by DOD and this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.